Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. So this is a joint work with Romain Tavenard from University of Rennes, with Matthijs Doos from INRIA Grenoble, and with Laurence Amsalek from CNRS. So in this talk, I am interested in large databases of media elements. In image search, large databases today typically means about 1 million images. And in state-of-the-art scheme, an image is typically represented by about 1,000 or 2,000 descriptors. So it means that we have to handle 2 billion descriptors, and the best descriptors are sieve descriptors, which are of dimension 128. If we look at video search, we would like to describe at least hundreds to thousands hours of video. For instance, in track video evaluation task, it is a few hundred hours. And these videos are also represented by billions of audio and video descriptors. And recently, in music retrieval, was released the University of Columbia Million Song Database. And again, the order of magnitude is 1 billion descriptors. So if I take a more concrete example of our participation to last TrackVid evaluation, so in the copy detection task, we have extracted from videos about 3.5 billion image descriptors to represent the video of the database, and only about 140 million audio descriptors. And what we have to do is we want to search some query video and look where they are in the database based on these descriptors, which means that for each descriptor, we look at its nearest neighbor and we typically adopt the Euclidean distance for the search. So now if we look at the exhaustive linear search, it is clearly intractable. If we have one query frame described by 1,000 descriptors, we will have to make trillions of high-dimensional vector comparison that is in the order of 10 power 14 elementary operation. So you cannot do it, and this is for a single query frame. That is why we need for powerful approximate search method, which are CPU efficient, this is quite obvious to avoid this problem, but also memory efficient. And in this talk, I will insist on this part. So search algorithm has to optimize three contradictory performance criteria. First, the search quality. I think it's quite obvious that the retrieved vector should be the actual nearest neighbors. The speed, that is why we make approximate search, but also the memory usage. And actually, most algorithms mainly optimize the two first criteria. For instance, locality sensitive hashing, which is very popular because it has some good theoretical properties, but it is quite memory consuming. That is, if you use only 10 hash tables, you need at least 40 bytes per vector, per index vectors. And it is a minimum. And using that, you have not some very good performance because there is no adaptation in LSH. Maybe a better choice would be to select the FLAN algorithm, which is a very good algorithm in terms of the accuracy speed trade-off. It's the state of the art algorithm. And it is now integrated in the OpenCV library. But again, this algorithm requires a lot of memory. So I have made an experiment on only 1 million vectors, and it used about 215 megabytes to index only 1 million vectors. So a typical approximate search method relies on two stages. The first stage is the approximate search itself, where you have some kind of space partitioning. So this is LSH-like space partitioning based on hyperplans. And you can, for a given vector, find the cell where the vector lies. So you have to do this for the database vector vectors offline. And when you have a query, you compute the hash key, which gives you the cell. And then you retrieve the vectors in the same cell as potential nearest neighbor. So this is one hash function on in LSH. You have several partitions like this to improve the probability to get the true nearest neighbors. And then at this point, you have some potential nearest neighbor, but many of them are not very good. They're very far from the query vector, actually. So that is why we typically make a post verification based on exact L2 distance calculation in order to have an order list of approximate neighbors. The good thing is that if the true nearest neighbor are retrieved from the first stage, you're sure that they will be rank in good position after this exact distance calculation. But the problem is that for the second re-ranking stage, we need the raw descriptors. And it means that we either have to use a huge amount of memory. So for instance, for 1 billion vectors, it means more than 100 gigabytes of memory. Either you have to put them on disk, and this, in this case, we impact the efficiency of the scheme, because in practice, you have to check too many neighbors there. So you cannot do it on a very large scale. If you not more than 1 billion vectors, it is not possible. So what we propose in this paper is to adopt an alternative re-ranking method based on source coding. So before I have to introduce a previous work that we made on approximate search, where we use a compression-based approach. That is, we are going to represent each database vector by a compressed representation, that is, in this case, a quantized representation. And this is done using a product quantizer to have many reproduction values available. So we typically have 2 power 64 reproduction values. This is quite precise already. And then the search is seen as a distance approximation problem. That is, instead of computing the distance between x and y, we are going to approximate it by the distance using x and q of y. And there you have a bias that we can estimate also, but we do not speak about the bias there. It has almost no impact. And the interesting property is that we can make this distance estimation directly in the compressed domain. We do not have to uncompress data to make the L2 search, the L2 comparison. And you may be familiar with binary embedding method, where Euclidean vectors are mapped to binary space to replace the L2 distance by Hamming distance. And using this scheme, we obtain almost the same efficiency, but the performance is much better. I can show you some results. Also, we have some proved average upper bound on the distance approximation error. So now, I'm looking at the second stage, the re-ranking stage, knowing that the first stage was a compressed-based approach. A good property of the first stage is that we had a compressed-based indexing, which means that for each database vector, we have an explicit reconstruction of this vector. So instead of using the raw descriptor for the second stage, we are going to refine the first reconstruction of the database vector obtained by the first stage. So this is done by first computing the residual error vector. So it means this small vector. I'm going to this one. And then this vector, because we do not want to store it, because it has a high dimension, for this descriptor it would be 128, is further quantized using a quantizer applied to residual error. So now it means that we can approximate y as the first approximation obtained by the first stage plus a second refinement code, so that is the encoded residual vector, which improves the initial estimate, both for the reconstruction but also for the distance calculation. And we can, we can trade between precision and memory by the amount of bytes that you are going to give to this residual quantizer. So this parameter is m prime, and it can be 8 bytes, 16 bytes. So it is smaller than the number of bytes used to represent the original vectors. So let's go to the algorithm, which is quite simple. So we have a database vector. Why? The first approximation made by the first stage is consists in representing it by a code which can be seen in the original Euclidean space as Q of Y. In the first stage, we are going to compare the query with all the possible QI and select a short list of vectors, the ones that we want to refine. If Y is selected as a potential nearest neighbor, then we are going to explicitly reconstruct this improved estimate. That is, we are going to refine Y by using the residual vector like this. So we have Y hat. And then the new distance estimate will be DR there instead of DC, which is a better approximation than the distance between X. So this is a better approximation to use this for this instead of this. So this is some search results in 1 billion vectors. In this case, we have used for the first stage 8 bytes per vector. This is the first compressed representation of the database vectors. And this gives you this performance. So this performance, here I show the rank of the true nearest neighbor, and I look at the rate over a large amount of query of queries for which the true nearest neighbor is ranked in the first position, in the 10th first position, in the 100th first position. And you have to think that the rank can be up to 1 billion vectors. So already you can see that the first approach is able with high probability to rank the nearest neighbor in the first 1,000 position, but this is not enough. So if you make some re-ranking using only 8 bytes for the residual code, for the refinement method, you get very good improvement. And then you can refine using 16 bytes, 32 bytes, and you will converge using 128 bytes to the optimal performance there, which means that the true nearest neighbor is always ranked in first position. Okay, and I have to say that the re-ranking stage has a limited cost, which is almost negligible compared to the first stage. And as a consequence, so timings just to mention, of this kind of method, we can retrieve a nearest neighbor with less than 1 millisecond, or up to 200 milliseconds if you want to be sure that you will get the nearest neighbor in 1 billion vectors. So this is very fast. So using the re-ranking method, what you can see, I'm not going to detail because I think I don't have the time, but it is better to use less bytes for the first stage and more for the second, because you will have higher efficiency, because you will have less operation for the first stage, but comparable precision, or in fact, even improved precision using the re-ranking stage based on source coding refinement. And I would like to mention, before concluding my talk, that we have put online a big vector dataset of 1 billion vectors. And the reason we have done this is because we see many papers on approximate search that makes some evaluation on 1 million vector. On 1 million vector, I think I have shown this in the beginning, is not the actual size in real application. We need to handle 1 billion vector, not 1 million. So if you make some experiments, please validate them on the real world data set. And this is one for which we have pre-computed, so extracted 10,000 queries. We give some vectors for learning. And we have pre-computed the exact nearest neighbor. That is, for each query, we have computed all the distances to the billion vectors, and we give online the rank of the true 1,000 nearest neighbor on the corresponding distances in case you want to evaluate range search. So to conclude my talk, we have proposed a source coding-based re-ranking approach that avoids using raw descriptors, so you can fit it into a memory of a commodity server, and which improves the efficiency, the trade-off between efficiency and quality for a fixed memory usage. We have released a large dataset of 1 billion vectors for evaluation of approximate search. And also, I have to mention that we have put a MATLAB package online of our compression-based methods that reproduce the result of the ANN algorithm based on source coding that I have mentioned. Thank you for your attention.
Questions?
So I have a very short question. How dependent is this technique on using SIFT per se?
Sorry?
Do we have to use SIFT with this technique, or?
No. So we have tested this method on SIFT descriptors, on audio descriptors, on bag of word descriptors, on anything that can be compared with Euclidean distance, actually.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have one more question myself, actually. You do this iteration once. What prevents you from iterating again and again and refining it further and further? And will you guarantee convergence down to epsilon if you make the quantization near zero very, very small?
Yeah, we can go to zero for the error, of course. And it is a good question because how to optimize the first stage, a second stage, or maybe a third stage. You can think of rate of distortion, some kind of rate distortion optimization, actually. So we have not pushed the work until this stage, but probably this would be a good approach, yes, to optimize all several layers and try how many neighbors, how many bytes I give to any layer. But we have not tested this.
Okay. I remember my first course on quantization, and the first assumption you make is that the quantization error is uniform within a bin.
Sorry?
I remember my first course in quantization, and the assumption you make is that the error, the quantization error, is uniform within a bin. So that there's, you know, uniform error, and so they're going to be evenly distributed, you know, points in the bin. And so what I'm wondering is, if you do one or more levels of quantization, wouldn't that make it very hard to do quantization because there's very little structure left to take advantage of?
Yes. So I think that's true, but anyway, at some point, when you use some very fine quantizer, so first layer, the signal is correlated for the high level. So like in compression, you have some structure for the big intensity. But when you refine, at the end, we only have noise anyway. So we have the same property, I think, that as in compression, that is, at the end, what you are going to encode is almost a random, a uniform signal. But this is not a problem for me, I think.
But it is a problem when you have a high-dimensional data set because all the points are equally distant when they're uniform.
Maybe you're maybe suboptimal compared to something you could do, but okay, if you have some ideas to to improve.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.